Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Today we're going to be talking a little bit more about Tesla's big price cuts yesterday. We've also got updates on the GigaPress at Giga Texas, and maybe some news on Tesla Hardware 404 FSD as well. All right, looking at the stock, Tesla not doing too bad today, all things considered, down about 1%, closing at $122.40, while the Nasdaq was up 0.7%. So couldn't quite make it into the green, although it did recover a little bit throughout the day today. Like we had seen during or after the price cuts in China. Not quite the same reaction, but similar trend throughout the day today. All right, we did end up seeing price cuts in Europe, of course, as we had talked last night, mostly focused on North America. Europe price cuts followed as well. Tesla did put out a statement in Germany, somewhat rare for them, but they talked about similar things to what we heard following the China price cuts, saying our focus on continuous product improvement through original design and manufacturing processes has further optimized our ability to produce the best product at industry-leading costs. At the end of a turbulent year with supply chain interruptions, we have now achieved a normalized of a part of cost inflation, which a normalization of a part of cost inflation, which gives us the confidence to pass on these reliefs to our customers. So again, similar statement to what we'd heard out of Tesla in China. I'm not completely buying it. I do think Tesla's making cost improvements, but I think it's obviously a function of matching pricing with demand and production. So nevertheless, similar price cuts in Europe to what we had seen in the United States. Obviously, that's going to vary by country, so we won't go through every single one there. But in terms of percentages, seem to be pretty similar, maybe even a little bit more for some vehicles. Also worth noting a couple things that we didn't get a chance to mention last night. The 7-seat version, which of course moves the threshold for the price cap up to 80,000 vehicles for the Model Y, that has increased in price. So you'll notice here the price right now on the 5-seat, $52,990. If we select the 7-seat, that moves up to $56,990. So a $4,000 price difference here on the 7-seat versus $3,000 prior to the adjustments last night. And then one other thing worth mentioning is that you'll notice here, even though we've got a 5-seat version now selected, and at the bottom, Tesla indicates that it would be eligible, this configuration would be eligible for the $7,500 tax credit, depending on if the buyer is eligible. If we go back and we add FSD, and this is something that Tesla noted in the sort of graphic yesterday, but if we add FSD here, moves the price up to $68,000, you would think that, okay, that's above the price threshold. Creates the cap and then is no longer eligible. But Tesla in the design studio is noting that it is still eligible because software options do not apply to the cap. So Tesla, I'm sure, has consulted with the IRS on that and confirmed that. So it's great to see. Obviously, there would have been the loophole of not purchasing FSD upfront and then adding it afterwards, but then you can't roll it into the loan. So it's nice to know that this FSD option, or I'm sure enhanced autopilot functioning the same, still available to roll into the lease or to roll into financing, rather, and still allows you eligibility for that credit. So nice to see that. And I think Tesla's done a really, really great job laying out the information here to make it easy for buyers. All right. So after we saw these price cuts, huge, huge explosion in interest, in search interest worldwide. Just got the Model 3 and the Model Y here in the United States over the past 7 days. You can see this has spiked from what would have been around maybe a 10 to 15 search index average for each vehicle, now up to obviously 100, but trailing off here even over the last few hours, now to more around 50 to 60 for the Model Y, maybe 30 to 40 for the Model 3. So anywhere between 10 times to now 5 times-ish interest levels in terms of search. And this is in the United States, and we're seeing similar things worldwide. Kind of interesting in both cases. The Model 3 actually generally higher in search interest despite being a lower volume vehicle. But in both cases here, with the Model Y price cuts being steeper, Model Y actually jumping ahead in terms of search interest here over the last few hours since the price cuts. Also interesting, this was picked up today by Slick Deals, if anyone follows that. It's a deal aggregator in the United States, and picked up today the Model Y price cut and the federal tax credit. And it's like the number one deal on the site today, which is pretty interesting to see. Not something that you see a whole lot of with vehicles, but obviously creating a lot of interest there. 700,000 views, 2,300 comments. And I'm sure there are, other deal sites picking up this type of price cut as well. So a lot of interest being generated today, which I think is great to see. Tesla's inventory is starting to drop. This is the same inventory from Matt Young that we're looking at here, and has started to drop. I'm sure this is It still needs to be updated, so probably be more interesting to see where this is at tomorrow. But unsurprisingly, we're now seeing that inventory trend down, which obviously would fall on top of new orders that maybe aren't falling into the inventory bucket as well. So great to see that. You know, hopefully this higher interest is sustained. That's really the question. As we talk about with these price cuts, there's always going to be a spike in interest. The real question is how sustainable that is. With the dramatic nature of these price cuts and the federal tax credit and getting below those thresholds, especially here for Q1, where we know we have some different terms that could be changing in March, there should be plenty of demand for this quarter. The other thing here, Deutsche Bank, as well as other analysts reacting to this today, mixed feelings. Everyone obviously talking about margin considerations, very valid. But I like Deutsche Bank's kind of wrapping up their article today after they talk about some of those impacts to margins. They say, quote, "Instead, we believe this likely is a bold offensive move which secures Tesla's volume growth, puts its traditional and EV competitors in great difficulty, and showcases Tesla's considerable pricing power and cost superiority. Just as importantly, this could be the cut to end all cuts, helping reset Tesla's 2023 estimates to a level where any further risk would be to the upside and enabling investors to refocus on the considerable long-term opportunity and next-gen platform, which will be presented at Tesla's CMD, not sure what that is, on March 1st. We strongly reiterate our buy rating on Tesla." So CMD, I'm not sure on the initialism there, but obviously they're talking about Tesla's investor day there, March 1st. So I think this does a good job of capturing some of the excitement that is seemingly there around this price cut, even though this is obviously going to impact margins from what they could have been modeled as at higher prices. There's, I think, still confidence that Tesla's going to remain in a relatively profitable position. And this, like they note here, should secure volume. And then it leaves us with a question of cost of goods sold, where some of this upside that they're talking about, upside risk, might come from. And that's something that I've been talking about, where the market is really focused on these demand concerns, where are prices going to go. Now we have more of an answer on that. And now we kind of get to go back to the question of, okay, we know where the average selling prices are going to be roughly. We know what the price cuts have been now worldwide. These should hold for at least some significant period of time. Now, what progress can Tesla make on costs? And I think that's what the market has been kind of ignoring for quite some time. And the important thing to consider too on the cost side is that there are battery manufacturing credits that are going to be rolled in here with the Inflation Reduction Act that are going to help improve Tesla's cost of goods sold as raw materials prices are also coming down, as cost of shipping is also coming down, and as production is increasing, making the cost of goods sold for each vehicle more favorable. So there's a lot of tailwinds there on the cost side that I think have just been pretty much completely ignored for quite some time now, where the focus, now that the price cuts are done, can kind of shift back to that. We can maybe find a bottom here. I'm not going to say that because it's very much dependent on the broader market, but, you know, we've got inflation trending down, Tesla's down 70%, the price cuts are done. Maybe the market now can shift back to being excited about the growth prospects of Tesla versus being solely focused on, oh my gosh, what are prices going to be? What is margin going to be? So I think that's why it's, you know, we're hopefully moving into a little bit more of an exciting stage at this point in time. Final thing I want to note on the price cuts is that it's a really great time to do this, not only to get below the Inflation Reduction Act EV credit thresholds, but also to just drive awareness that that's even a thing, right? Like, not everyone follows this as closely. Not everyone knows about this. Advertising is supposed to help with things like that, but obviously Tesla is not playing in that realm. So price cuts like this bring a ton of attention to not only the lower prices for Tesla, but also the fact that, hey, you could be eligible for a $7,500 federal tax credit as well as these significantly lower prices. So it's a good time to help create awareness of that in addition to the lower prices, and hopefully doing a very effective job of that. You know, everyone that searches this, their immediate network is going to have some exposure to that as well through conversations, and it can kind of grow from there. So I think that is going to help drive a lot of interest for Tesla from here. All right, moving on from the price cuts, we've got an update here from Joe Tagmeyer, who is, the update is also very exciting. Joe's exciting too, but the update that he shares here is exciting. We see some shots into the Giga Texas factory, and we can see that the Giga Press, as we have seen these crates rolling in, is now starting to be stood up in the factory, which is, for me, extremely exciting to see. It's starting to become real that this is coming in now, that this is going to be used for the Cybertruck, and it just hits a little bit differently when it's coming out of the box and being set up here by Tesla in Texas. So happy to see that update from Joe, and hopefully we'll get more similar updates like this in the coming days, and we can just kind of watch that assemble. Tesla put it in a really nice spot there for us to see from the drone footage. So it seems they don't mind that too much and are seemingly happy to share that progress, which is very exciting. Next, we've got an update, Drive Tesla Kennedy here, covering an update from Chris Jung on Twitter, who has shared an interesting document covering some of Tesla's autopilot hardware. Now, we don't have a ton of information on where this is coming from, so I'm kind of scrolling to the bottom here as we work through this. So we're going to start at the bottom. The document, which is apparently coming from somewhere in Giga Shanghai, it's not exactly clear, but the document says it does not reveal when these updates might be made. The only dates that are listed on the document are June 10th, July 30th, and August 10th from 2022. So it appears that this would be somewhat old at this point in time, although new perhaps in its discovery, perhaps a relatively old document. So with that caveat in mind that this might not necessarily mean a whole lot, there are some interesting things that are shown here. Primarily the forward-facing cameras. Obviously we know there are three cameras there. Those would be, within the document changes that are noted here, that would be changing to two camera setup rather than three. With this new setup, there are apparently no other cameras that have been added. So it talks about, you know, the front three camera system is changing to a binocular autopilot 4 camera system. The B-pillar tailgate, inner rear view camera, side repeater cameras are all switched to AP4 cameras. So potentially different cameras, but sounds like similar placement. There are a couple of other changes in the hardware that are noted in here. They say that one of the changes is adding a fan to the forward facing camera. I'm not sure what the purpose of that fan would be, whether that would be for the cameras or for the keeping the glass clean or something like that, or fog free, something like that. But that fan apparently added, and then the B-pillar also getting a new heating device. So presumably for similar reasons, maybe fog or cleaning snow or keeping snow or ice off of those areas as well. So kind of interesting to see this, but again, may not mean a whole lot. This could just be sort of a testing procedure or, you know, test version of multiple iterations of hardware 4. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on this. Hopefully this year, whatever that means, hopefully this year we get more information on hardware 4. Obviously, the big question right now is the FCC filing that we had talked about, where Tesla had asked for an extension on the publishing of some information from that filing until mid-January, at which point they said that they would be selling that product for this, what seems to be next generation high definition radar. So we're coming up on mid-January. Hopefully we get some more information on that pretty soon. And then last couple of things here, an update from Toyota, always good one to end a Friday on. Headline, Toyota mulls new manufacturing platform just for EVs, published January 13th, 2023. Great time to be thinking about this, Toyota. Like, maybe it is a good idea to make a platform for electric vehicles. That we might be onto something here with this great idea. They say that EVs need to be thought of independently, and the movement has shifted toward making EVs as EVs and making them properly good cars, instead of, I guess, just making them not good. Like, that was somehow a good strategy before. Things have, I guess, apparently changed here in 2023. So, good update from Toyota. They continue to make great progress on EVs. And then as we head into next week, just a reminder on the calendar, we do have a holiday on Monday, so the markets will be closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And then we'll have the Producer Price Index Report, PPI, coming out on Wednesday morning. So with the holiday Monday, likely no episode if nothing crazy happens. Hopefully we got the craziness out of the way this week, but we'll see. So hopefully be back on Tuesday. But that'll wrap it up for today. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll probably see you on Tuesday for what I believe will be the January 17th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.